Tim Graham of The Athletic. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jay. Thanks for having me on. This is a first for me.
You're first in our studios here, huh?
On your air.
That's how it started when Tim Graham of The Athletic sat down in our WBFO studio some weeks ago. He spent well over an hour providing personal history, professional perspective, and a pile of sharp wit. The topic then was the future of sports journalism. Fast forward a few weeks, and the subject might simply be, what is the future?
Feel free to edit this. I don't want to get you in trouble with the authorities.
That's fine. We'll edit.
You're not going to edit this, are you?
We'll see. We won't get a grasp on the future from a sports writer or anybody for that matter. Tim Graham's resume, however, does reflect the light-speed change seen in the internet-fueled world of journalism over the last two decades.
45 minutes?
You could go that long if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, if you feel
we'll
like
see
it.
How, long, how yeah. good your questions are.
We'll see how good my questions are. Wow, that's pressure. Nominated three times for a Pulitzer Prize, Tim Graham has worked at ESPN and ESPN.com, the Buffalo News twice, the Boston Herald, South Florida, Las Vegas, and now at The Athletic, a publication focused solely on sports, and it's completely digital.
So The Athletic is a sports website that is subscription only, and there are no ads, no pop-ups, no videos. We have bureaus in every major league market. So in Buffalo, we have five full-time staffers. The content, I think, it's not rushed. We don't have a deadline to hit. We don't have trucks with their engines idling out there. We don't have presses or any of that stuff. It's just the story. When the story's ready, it's posted online. It's an incredibly pure form of sports journalism.
When you look at where The Athletic is, do you just see the newspaper industry as being unsustainable?
When you talk about the physical newspaper, holding it in your hands, yes. And I think it goes to some of the things I was just talking
right.
about, the trucks and the presses, the advertising and the way it's structured. Every town, you would hope, is able to maintain a news organization that can transmit digitally, whether it be through your phone or your tablet or whatever. And there will be a need for reporters and editors, and I'm talking about managerial editors. I think what we're seeing, too, around the newspaper industry, too, is the elimination of copy editors. I think it's almost getting to the point where typos and mistakes are okay.
Our lengthy interview winds through a career that might intimidate the most ambitious professional. You can listen to a longer conversation at WBFO.org. Along the way, Tim Graham offers some opinions and insights into an industry where competitiveness and obsession can produce impressive results and explosive effects. Case in point, his time with the worldwide leader in sports.
You know, that's Sports Illustrated, ESPN, those are the dream.
Certainly.
You know, when they come calling, it's incredibly flattering. It did not live up to expectations, my time at ESPN. They had this phrase called feed the beast, and you had to wake up every morning and just crank out content. I would work probably 14, 15 hours a day, and I was not turning off my computer until my head was about to hit the pillow before I went to bed.
In 2011, he returned to the Buffalo News as a spotlight reporter, a non-sports position, which he called the most satisfying of his career. He eventually went back to the sports department before departing not long after some of the paper's best-known writers, Bucky Gleason, Jerry Sullivan, Bob DeCesare, moved on. His experience gives Tim Graham a unique perspective on what might be ahead for sports coverage.
The local sports are what's going to suffer, and I think that's kind of interesting because that's the stuff that I think people are going to miss the most, because you can get your NFL coverage so many places, and you can get your NHL coverage, not as many places as the NFL, but you still, how many people are going to subscribe to a newspaper when that's all they cover?
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.